This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There are now 88 people in Colorado hospitalized with COVID-19. That's a rise of 11 from last week and the first increase since mid-January. The seven-day test positivity rate has continued to tick up. It's now at 4.8%. That's below the 5% level that infectious disease experts say is a sign of trouble, but it's the highest level in a month. The school board for the New American School Charter System says it will not consider any collective bargaining options after teachers offered three different proposals in an attempt to unionize. Colette Simpkins is a teacher at one of the group's schools. She said teachers feel let down.
These people are not in our classrooms, so I don't know how they feel that they know what is best for us and for our students when the only time I see them outside of a board meeting is at graduation.
Union organizers say more than 70% of teachers support the effort. A Denver nonprofit focused on providing essential services for Colorado Latinos is opening a branch in Pueblo. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Since the 1970s, Servicios de la Raza has provided Denver's low-income Latino population with health care and mental health services, financial counseling, and assistance re-entering society post-incarceration, among other things. The Pueblo location will add to five operating in Metro Denver when it opens at the end of the month. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A fire destroyed several buildings in Monte Vista yesterday afternoon near the Great Sand Dunes National Park. Around 100 homes were evacuated. By Wednesday night, fire officials said they had stopped the spread of the fire and minimized the evacuation zone to around 30 homes. The Red Cross has set up a shelter at a church for those affected by the fire. This is CPR News and KRCC.